Blog Talk Radio.
Yourself in danger when you're threatened by a stranger, when it looks like you will take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar, your guaranteed solar power protection against nighttime predators. Visit them online at nightguard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com. My name is Andy Schneider, but most know me as the Chicken Whisperer. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Foreman. Today is Saturday, April 3rd. I'd like to thank all of you for tuning in this afternoon on Blog Talk Radio. This is a live radio show that is broadcast around the world. This radio show is all about keeping backyard poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. You can follow the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer radio show 24 hours a day at our website, chickenwhisperer.net. That's chickenwhisperer.net. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, become a fan on Facebook, visit our blog, and, of course, sign up for our monthly newsletter, The Chicken Scratch, that comes out every single month with tour information and all kinds of other information, chicken tips and appearances and whatnot about the show, including our big chicken coop contest that we are famous for. So thank you for tuning in today. If you're listening live today on Blog Talk Radio, I invite you to join the live chicken chat that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer fans and other chicken owners from around the country. You can also ask any questions you may have for our special guests when we have them on. All you have to do is click on the Chat Now button at our homepage at Blog Talk Radio. Take a moment to register. That'll get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come on into the chat room, sit a spell, have a great time, meet some other chicken owners from around this great nation and around the world. In fact, we have a regular listener Monday through Friday from Belgium that listens in every day. So welcome to all of our folks across Europe and Australia and everywhere else that they tune into the radio show to learn more about backyard poultry and living a self-sustaining lifestyle. Also want to invite you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while you're there at Blog Talk Radio. Hope you'll take a moment to do this today. And again, I want to thank you all for tuning in this morning to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, sponsored by Night Guard Solar. All righty, today is, let's go over here to the chat room real quick. Yeah, slowly but surely filling up. We got Thy Rooster from down in Homestead, Florida. In fact, he's won a couple of great prizes from the show this week. We've got chickens, ducks, etc. Eat more chicken. Gotta love it. A couple of guests, USMC Vet, thank you very much for tuning in, good buddy. And today is Saturday, April 3rd. Happy Easter weekend to you. Hope you had a great Good Friday yesterday and you're having a blessed Easter weekend with family and friends. And we're so glad that you've tuned in this morning to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour all across this great country. And we actually are... hitting lots of places in the next few days. Last week we were in St. Louis, had a great turnout there at Strotman's Feed and Supply. Then we were down in just outside of Savannah, Georgia, in Statesboro. We were there at Anderson's General Store. Those are great Purina Better Animals dealers there, and had a great time there. Lots of folks turned out. And then today we're broadcasting live from the beautiful town of Columbia, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville, here at Columbia Farm Supply Store, also a Purina Better Animals dealer with Purina Mills, and a lovely store here, chock full of all kinds of great things. In fact, they got their, looks like they got their little tent set up with the Bonnie's vegetables and herbs getting ready for spring. It's a little cool out here this morning, had a little overcast, maybe a cold front's coming through. Just to give you an idea, we are broadcasting right on the front porch, so if you're local, just come on by, and we're going to be broadcasting live for the next hour. and then we're gonna go back into the barn, we'll call it, and we're gonna have a great 2-hour session on getting started with backyard poultry. Looking forward to a good turnout for that. Anything and everything you ever wanted to know. In fact, Thy Rooster just commented in the live chat room. He just received the prizes, and I believe he requested a hat and the free bag of food. He had called in, was the right winner for our chicken trivia contest earlier this week. That was fast mailing. So glad USPS got you those prizes. I know a lot of people out there are getting their Chicken Whisperer gear. We've got T-shirts and hats and keychains and mouse pads and coffee mugs and everything else that you can order at chickenwhisperer.net. You can go and, you know, it was a long time coming, but we had to search for a good quality product for a decent price. There was no way I was, with my conscience, I could have had you guys buying coffee mugs for $15 like some of the folks and some of the sites, even though I know concert T-shirts are $20, $25, $30. Not happening. $10 for a white T-shirt with our logo on it. You can't beat that with a stick. We'll try to keep them as low as possible for you. So you'll go ahead and order your Chicken Whisperer gear and spread the word about keeping backyard poultry. Hello, BYP386. How you doing? Thank you very much for joining us in the chat room. Doc Mike's joined us now. A couple of more guests in the chat room. The live webcam is up. Wave to you all. You can see the open sign behind me and some stacks of fertilizer and all kinds of other great stuff. And what's so funny, Jim?
Fertilizer.
Yeah, there's some fertilizer. Yeah, hey. Yeah, those of you who think I'm full of it, that's not always true. The fertilizer is behind me. In fact, that reminds me of something. Did you know, and many of you may not know this, this is factual information, and this is coming to you today from Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, that a manure spreader company, they're the only company in America that does not stand behind their product. We got some fans over here. That is true. That's factual information you just heard today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, that manure spreader companies, the only company in America that do not stand behind their products. So I know, ha, ha, ha. So thank you very much. That's an oldie but a goodie. Just like you probably heard as well, that no matter what you hear out there on TV or radio, this radio show is the only fair and balanced radio show. Because chickens have both a left wing and a right wing. So, yeah, absolutely. So, but, yeah, we're going to get started here in about 45 minutes. We're going to have a great class lined up out in the barn talking about everything chickens. We talk about incubation. Actually, we talk about the growing movement as I go through the outline in my head. The growing movement, how we know there's a growing movement across the country, and then getting started, what you have to do to get started, research, ways to do research, and then we talk a little bit about incubation. A little bit about brooding, a little bit about coops and runs. We talk about feed. We talk about predators. We talk about nutrition. We talk about disease. A little bit about everything. And then what we're going to do is hopefully if we're invited back next year, we either have two classes, one kind of for the beginner and one for the maybe advanced chicken keeper, where we'll talk a little bit more about disease, a little bit more how to, you know, maybe treating disease and different things that we can give. And a little bit more advanced. Wow, chat room's really filling up. Welcome, Jamie. It was good to see you in Statesboro last weekend, actually a week from last week and a week from today. We saw you down there in Statesboro. Thanks for coming out. You have a lovely family, and we appreciate you coming out, and it's good to see you in the chat room. Many, many more guests. Want to say hello to all the McMurray Hatchery fans that got the McMurray email blast yesterday. Yes, the Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer show is this week's hatchery special at McMurray Hatchery. So if you subscribe to the McMurray Hatchery weekly special email, then you got an email all about the radio show. So if you're a new listener, thank you very much for joining us today. Let me just kind of give you, if you are a first-time listener, all about our radio show so you have a good idea of what we do since our on-site shows are a little bit different than our weekday shows from our Saturday shows. We broadcast live right here on Blog Talk Radio Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we have regular guests throughout the month that have their own assigned days to come on and talk all about self-sustaining lifestyle and keeping backyard poultry. For example, the second Tuesday of every month, we have Jeanette Behringer with the ALBC, the American Livestock Breed Conservancy. She comes on the second Tuesday of every month and talks about their special breed of the month that may be on the critical list, maybe a heritage breed. So we have that the second Tuesday of every month. And then the let's see, the fourth Tuesday of every month, we welcome Christine Heinrich, author of How to Raise Poultry and How to Raise Chickens. She's also with the SPPA, the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. Say that 10 times fast. And she comes on and talks about their breed of the month, a heritage breed that may be on the endangered or the critical list. So we can learn about the history of the bird, where it was developed, who developed it, the pros and cons, and then get people interested in these heritage breeds that may be kind of, maybe unfortunately, on their way out because of all the other genetically modified breeds and things that are coming out. So that is still on the second and fourth Tuesday. First and third Thursdays here on Backyard Poultry, we welcome Dr. Bridget McRae. She's a PhD poultry scientist, professor, and small flock specialist. She's up there at Delaware State University, and she comes on and she has her subjects actually planned out for the entire year. She is on the ball, and we talk about all things chickens. And, of course, if you're live in the chat room or listen live, you can call in and ask her questions about whatever topic we're talking about. The second and fourth Thursdays of every month, we welcome Richard Frudenberger. He is the publisher of Back Home Magazine, and he comes on, and lately he's been talking about self-sustaining, solar power, wind power. This Thursday, he's going to be talking about seed saving, which is awesome. As our vegetable garden, you know, kind of blooms out towards the end of the season, we'll talk about seed saving for future. I mean, those heirloom plants that you plant that you can save the seeds from. So he'll be talking about this Thursday. On the last Monday of every month, we welcome the president of the American Bantam, though they come on frequently as well, the American Poultry Association, the president of the APA, Dave Anderson comes on, and they just had elections. And so as of actually right now, there's a new president with the American Poultry Association. So we'll have the new president hopefully on the last Monday show of every month. And yes, every single Wednesday, right now we have Anitra Kerr, Simplify Your Life with Anitra Kerr. And she talks about everything from dehydrating food to grains and breads and smoothies and organization, food saving, food storage, everything self-sustaining and a self-sustaining and a self-sufficient lifestyle. Unfortunately, Anitra's last show with us is going to be the last Wednesday in April. She's got so much going on. She's launched a new website. She's got webinars now. She's got books out. So she's going to be really, really slammed. So actually the last Wednesday is going to be her last show. So we're actually looking for, not that you could ever replace Anitra, but a replacement for our Wednesday shows. And I think we've got a couple of lined up. We're even talking to, ready for this, remember, Shauna, the lady, the author of Gardening Nude. Everybody loved it when she was on the show. So we reached out to her to see if she'd like to come on maybe one Wednesday a month to talk about all things gardening. So we've got that going on. So if you're Mondays, every Friday is Fun Friday, folks, and we give away prizes from all our sponsors, eggcartons.com, GQF, McMurray Hatchery, all the major hatcheries. So Friday is Fun Friday. It's a little bit more laid back. After a week of learning about backyard poultry, Fridays, we just kind of lay back, chill out, and hang out and give away some great prizes. And we're going to give some great prizes away today. We're going to cut away to a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have some chicken trivia where you can call in and try to win some great prizes, and we're even going to have some chicken trivia here with some folks here at Columbia Feed and Seed. So we are broadcasting live today from Columbia, Tennessee at Columbia Farm Supply. And since we are broadcasting live, there may be a little bit. There's normally a 30-second delay anyway when we broadcast live, Monday through Friday, at 9 a.m. Saturdays for special shows. But because of the time change, I had scheduled the show initially, I think, for noon. Caught my mistake, and then I think I scheduled it for 9 Eastern, which would have been 8 Central. And so now we are live, and you are all loading up in the chat room and listening. So sorry about that little bit confusion. But if there's a delay on the commercials, then I apologize about that. We're just based on all of our connection here. So we're going to go here and try to go to our first commercial break. And stay with us. We'll be back with chicken trivia here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Oh, Premier. Bear with us, folks. We're dealing with just a commercial delay here. BTR. Oh, there we go. There we go.
Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
McMurray Hatchery is the world's oldest and largest rare breed hatchery. They have been providing their customers quality poultry since 1917 and have more than 110 different breeds to choose from. Be sure to sign up for their weekly special email at McMurrayHatchery.com and receive a $5 internet exclusive coupon to use on your first internet order. McMurray Hatchery, the world's largest and oldest rare breed hatchery. One of the biggest responsibilities we have as backyard poultry owners is to keep our flocks safe from predators. Sometimes this is easier said than done. Until now. Costing only pennies per day to operate, NightGuard Solar is completely weatherproof and will provide complete predator protection for years to come, using daylight or sunlight to power itself. Order your NightGuard Solar lights today at NightGuard.com. That's NITEGUARD.com.
If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com.
Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you'll know it's Super Chicken.
Alrighty, thank you very much for staying with us today on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We are again broadcasting live from Columbia, Tennessee. We are on the Chicken Whisperer Tour, the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour, traveling all across the country, St. Louis, Savannah, Nashville, Dallas, and New York. In fact, we'll be flying out on Monday, heading out to the Big B, out to Dallas. Got so many events planned out in Dallas. Tuesday, we'll be broadcasting live from Walton's Garden Center. Tuesday night, we're going to be in Terrell, Tennessee, doing a two-hour backyard poultry class. Wednesday, we'll be broadcasting live at a undisclosed location, actually in somebody's backyard who's going to be on the East Dallas Chicken Coop Tour. So we'll be broadcasting live from her backyard, And then on Thursday, not sure where we're broadcasting live yet on Thursday, but we will be broadcasting live on Thursday. And then Thursday night, we'll be in Waxahachie, Texas, with another two-hour getting started with backyard poultry class. And then from there, we fly up to New York. Somebody's chubby chicken ladies here saying, don't forget about us Northerners. Nope, absolutely not. We're heading up to New York after that. And we've got three events. We've got a Friday night event, which I believe is on the 9th, and then two events on Saturday. And so we'll be getting all those up on our Facebook, where we're going to be, the locations, the times, the whole nine yards. So, yeah, we will be in New York next weekend. In fact, probably 1 week from today, we'll be doing the same show live from New York City. What a big change. Here we are in Savannah, Georgia, Statesboro. Now we're in Nashville, heading out to Dallas. Then we're heading up to New York. Just amazing. So, but we're having a great time meeting all the fans and the folks. And what we're going to do now is I'm going to get over here. Wow, man, the chat is really filling up. Lots of guests. Thank you very much if you're a first-time listener. Special Friday broadcast. Thank you if you heard about us through McMurray Hatchery's email blast and regarding their weekly special. So thank you for that. Give me a second. I'm going to try to get set up so we can go to the phone lines, and we'll have some chicken trivia here to give away some great prizes. Chicken Whisperer gear, maybe even a bag of Purina Mills Sun Fresh recipe chicken feed. It'll be your choice. Layer, you got Layena, scratch grains, grower, and of course, see what else we got. All kinds of stuff from Purina Mills. So hang on, let's see if we can get ready to take some callers here. I just want to make sure I get the board running appropriately. Runs fast and slow, folks. We are at the Liberty. All this stuff, high-tech stuff. We're at the liberty of not only Mother Nature, but our web access, our broadband access, our BlackBerry access, and everything else when we actually try to broadcast live. So before I start taking calls and loading up the switchboard, which will slow the system down, I want to make sure that we get everything situated here. So give me a second while we do that. And I also want to go over to our Chickens in the News and see we've got some Chickens in the News segment as well that we do normally on the radio show. Jen's typing away in the chat room. If you're new to the show, first-time listener, if you go to our homepage there at Blog Talk Radio, there should be a little yellow tab that says Chat Now. You can click on that. The chat room will open up. You can join us as a guest, or you can register with Blog Talk Radio, which will get you your own unique, fun, and creative screen name. Then you can come in and actually participate in the chat instead of just seeing what's going on. And I believe if both you're a guest and a registered user, you can turn on the webcam and see exactly what's going on. You can do webcam. Nothing like using the Jake brake coming down the middle of town. That's what I'm saying. If you heard that in the background, that's what that was. Had a big truck coming through town using the Jake brake. I had to slow it down a little bit. So, okay, here we go. Now we can take some call-ins. I just wanted to make sure this would update when we take calls. Okay, let me go ahead and give you the number out there in Radio Land because I'm about to shout out a chicken trivia question. If you know the answer, we'll go ahead and you'll have your choice as the call. Could you hear it? We're on about a 30-second delay, folks. So what we heard as the truck coming through town using his Jake brake to slow that big bad boy down just came across the air. So Jen's sitting here cracking up because she's listening to the delay, and I'm talking live, so she's cracking up. So that's what that crazy noise in the background was. Okay, the number to call in, if you know any of the chicken trivia questions we're going to have today is, and again, we're dealing with the delay here, so 347-637-3237. That's our toll. Well, it's not toll-free. You'll have to pay for the charges there, but 347-637-3237. Just give us a call. I'm about to announce the chicken trivia question, one of them. We're going to try to do three of them today. Again, one more time, 347-637-3237, and we're going to have chicken trivia for you guys. So if you know it, you can call in, and we're going to take, we'll just say caller number five. We'll just make it simpler, caller number five. Got a whole list of chicken trivia here. Some is a little bit more difficult than others. Some is fairly easy. So you'll have your choice this morning with your prizes as they get more limited. You can choose between a 150-pound bag of Purina Mills Sunfresh Recipe Chicken Feed. That'll be a certificate for one free bag of 50 pounds feed. Or you can, I think we get back at the place, we've got a Chicken Whisperer tote bag. We've got the tote bag going on, so you can choose that. Or we've got a Chicken Whisperer hat. So we got three great things you can choose from as you call in here for the... I'm putting here, do you feel lucky in the chat room? Call in now. Alrighty, the question for today, we'll start off with one of these. When you've got a bunch of eggs in the incubator, and after about, 3 to 5 days, maybe, 4, 5, 6 days, you want to see if they're full or not. You want to see if they're growing inside. I want to know what you're actually doing to see if an egg is fertile or not. When we'll get the college, yep. And then, so if you know the answer to that question, it's not, you can use this device, but it's also called something. And so if you know, then go ahead and give us a call to that number. I stated earlier, you got your choice between those three prizes, caller number 5. You're doing something. I'm going to... What do you mean? Oh, well, that's true. I could do that. So if you know basically what it's called when you're looking inside the egg, when you're incubating to see if they're fertile or not, take a look at the different growth, then we can do that. Okay, it looks like we already have a bunch of people waiting, so let me get over here and say, slowly but surely, I know we're under delay, so I'm going to give you a couple of more minutes here. And hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. Is that a turkey? I heard a turkey. Did you hear the turkey? Oh, turkey call. Is it turkey call? Or is that turkey over there? Sorry about that, folks. We got some folks sitting out here, which is awesome. I'm going to go ahead and give them a bumper sticker. And then get my feed coupons out here. Alrighty, sorry about that. Let's go to the phone lines and see if we can get any type of connection here. Get out of the chat room here. Okay, it is slow to roll. Let me go ahead and announce that number again. It may just be our system. I'm going to try to reload here. 347-637-3237. 347-637-3237. And we may do this, maybe this twice. We may do this here, and then we'll make live here at the location, and we'll do it across the phone waves as well. Internet's just not cooperating. I want to make sure it's fair for everybody who's actually calling in. Okay, there we go. Let's go see if this is going to work here. Okay, I don't know. Again, it's just a little bit slow.
There's more people.
That's what I'm trying to reboot here. Bear with us, folks. As soon as I can get my actual switchboard to reboot, then all the callers that have called in, I know we got a lot of them, will actually pop up on the switchboard, because I do want to make it fair. I've got a few. I just want to make sure we get up to everything's just a little bit delayed when we broadcast live. Again, Monday through Friday is not an issue. We're back in the home. There we go. Okay, let me get my paper out. I just wanted to make it fair, folks, and y'all know how this works. If caller number 5 doesn't know the answer, then we go to caller number 6, then caller number 7, and then caller number 8. I'm going to use this piece of paper here. Now, the trick is on the slower connection, if we're going to be able to see what kind of sound we get with the caller. So I'm going right now to the switchboard, caller number 5. I know we're going to do one here, too. Maybe a little difficult to take calls today, but I'm going to do my best, folks. This may be our last call-in because we're on such a slow connection here. It's hard to bring up the caller live on the radio, but I'm doing my best. So so just bear with us. While I'm waiting on that, I may head over to do some chickens in the news. Okay, here, Lucas, looks like you might be updating. Let me check and see if I don't think so. Oh, yeah. Muted. Nope. Just checking to see. For some reason, when I try to refresh, because then all my callers came up. So I've got the caller. It just has to refresh again before it actually will bring them on the air. So still trying to work on it, folks. All these difficulties. You want to talk about high tech while I wait for this thing to reload again? So we can get the winning caller here. We were actually doing this show because we were on the road yesterday, broadcasting live, driving up 75. We were, I was actually in the passenger seat of the SUV with the laptop and all the broadcast equipment. Jen was driving up 75, and we were broadcasting this show nationwide, heading up 75 in the SUV. So it made for a very, very, very interesting show. Hang on 1 second, folks. I'm still trying to get this. And I apologize. Again, we are at the liberty of our internet connection and our broadband and our Blackberries. But I'd stay online. Don't hang up because we're still trying to get to you. Let's see if we can try this. Caller 386. Caller 386. You may be on the air. Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Area code 386.
Hey, Andy. It's Tom Campbell.
Hey, Tom. Excellent. Great. My switchboard still says caller muted. So it's just, I guess it brought you live, and then I just never knew about it. It just didn't show the update on the switchboard on my laptop right now. So, Tom, thank you. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from just south of Daytona.
Just south of Daytona. Me and my wife love Daytona. My uncle lives in Norman, and we come down. We used to go down all the time, 4 or 5 times a year. But lately we go down maybe once, twice a year, and we head down to stay on Ormond Beach. So we do love Ormond and the Daytona area. So this summer, when we're down there, probably anyway visiting, we may have some. In fact, last year we broadcast live while we were down there. And what was that place called, Jen? The Hot Dog Hut, right there on Ormond Beach, right along the road. That guy was very, very nice. We had a really good time there and broadcasting live from his location. Okay, the question is, and I guess it's a double question, same answer. What's the process of when you're actually looking at the development inside the egg and then or the actual tool you use to look inside the egg to see the development? What's your answer, Tom?
Candling?
That is correct. You use either a candler, which could be anything from a mag light to an actual candler that you can get from, say, GQF, when you're actually doing it, candling the egg. So Tom, you've got your choice, really, between a 150-pound bag of Purina Sun Fresh recipe, or you can get the Chicken Whisperer tote bag. It's got the big logo on it, or a Chicken Whisperer hat. I'm trying to think if there was anything else in the goodie basket back at the office, but we'll start with those three, your choice.
Okay, let's go with the hat.
All righty, hat. Perfect. I got you down for the Chicken Whisperer hat. Now, we are on the road, so it may be a little bit delayed before you get it. Normally, we're packing it up right after the show and mailing it out, but since we're on the road for the next 10 days, it may be a little bit delayed before you get it. But I got you down, Tom. What I'll do is I'll put this in my file, give you a call to get your shipping address off the air, maybe in about a week when we get back into town and get things situated, and we'll get you that Chicken Whisperer hat right out to you. And I appreciate you calling and being a regular listener in the chat room, and we appreciate you, and we hope you have a blessed Easter weekend this weekend.
You too, Andy, and thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you, Tom. You take care. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
You too.
Yeah, I'm gonna... All righty. He's hung up good, so because my switchboard is just slow as Christmas. But let me go ahead and get in the chat room because this seems to be running fine. Congratulations, Tom. and from Daytona, Florida. Andy, he didn't answer in the form of a question. Oh, I see. So they want us to say...
They were talking about Jeopardy
earlier? Okay, so they wanted to answer, what is a candler? Yep, that would be it. That would be it. So, very, very perfect. Perfect. Yep, so we're probably going to next do a live chicken trivia here for the folks starting to gather for the class. And, okay, Jamie Allen wants to know if I got her resume and application for my personal assistant position. And, Jamie, I don't know. Your asking price, your hourly asking price, was a little high. So Jen put in there that we need you to work for free. I don't think that's going to fly, Jen, to be honest with you. I think that, because Jamie was asking, she was asking six figures to be the chicken whisperer, a personal assistant. I know, exactly. So you might have to talk Jamie to Donald Trump if you're looking for oh, now USMC Vet in the chat room says he'll pay me $5 an hour to hire him. Now that sounds like the best deal that I've heard all day. And Jen says, well, shoot, she'd even take that one. so perfect. Yeah, Jen works for free, and so but I do feed her occasionally. I'll throw her some scraps every now and then when I'm out there with the chicken basket. But she does a good job. And let me just tell you, we had a great time last night in Nashville. We went down to Broadway and walked around. If you can go to our Facebook page, just go to facebook.com, search for the Chicken Whisperer. You'll see all the pictures we had last night. We had so much fun. We tried on some crazy-looking sunglasses shaped like guitars, and Jen had some fancy ones she put on, which were hilarious. Then we got our picture. We got our picture taken with Elvis, which was absolutely awesome. And we saw Elvises everywhere. I thought maybe for a minute we were in Memphis. But, yeah, there were Elvises everywhere and lots of people. And let me tell you, something that I learned walking around town last night was there's not any modesty anymore when it comes to clothing. I mean, let me tell you, there were some really, really, you know, I don't know. There was just there's not any modesty anymore when it comes to what young ladies will wear in America anymore, even walking down the street. I was a man. It was just nutty. So it was lots of great people, lots of interesting people. And we had we went to Rippy's Barbecue right there on a Broadway. Had a really good time. The barbecue was great. Had fun time. It was really good. And we got some chicken folks in the back. Hey, take a look at the webcam, folks. They're doing the chicken dance. If you're not familiar how to do the chicken webcam. If you're in the chat room, thank you very much. Just go up by my name, Chicken Whisperer. There should be a little webcam icon, and you should be able to see some chicken dancers in the background. There's one over here doing the super chicken. There's one over here doing the super chicken. So, yeah, we're having a great time here at in Columbia, Tennessee, here at Columbia Farm Supplies. We're having a good time. But, yeah, last night it was a little crazy. We felt very special, however, Jen and I did, because we walked out of the hotel we were staying in. And this was the first time, just to let y'all know kind of what the fun experiences we have, this is the first time we had used Priceline to book travel. And I asked Jen, actually, the other day, I said, should we try it? Should we just take a chance? And since we weren't flying up to Nashville, we were driving, since it's only about 3.5 hours from Atlanta, and maybe 4 tops. And so we said, well, since we're going to have our car and we're, you know, not too far out from home, let's just take a chance. We used Priceline yesterday the other day to book our hotel. And I had already kind of picked where I wanted to stay, and I knew about how much that was going to be. And I think it was a 2-star. So I said, let's use Priceline, Jen. Let's try it out. So I went to Priceline and started bidding on travel. And I said, okay, this is what I'm willing to pay, because I knew exactly what I was going to have to pay anyway if I didn't use Priceline. And then it narrowed down to the area we wanted to stay in, which was a great feature. So I knew exactly within the parameters of where the hotel would be. And then I requested 4-star or above and the amount that I wanted to pay. And I was like, I don't know if this is going to happen because I'm pretty cheap. And look out, Jen. FBI just showed up. You got the alphabet group. Just arrived. The young lady was coming in with the FBI hat on. So we did it, and sure enough, we got a wonderful accommodation at 4-star at the Marriott Vanderbilt. Very, very lovely place. And in fact, they kind of chauffeured us around yesterday in their long, black, with black tinted windows. I mean, jacked up, awesome Suburban. Leather everything, supersonic everything. It was amazing. All blacked out, black tinted windows, black Suburban, super stretch. And we were heading into town last night in that puppy, and it was fun. Let me tell you, we felt special. But yeah, so we may actually have to try Priceline again, because so far, so good. We were very pleased, and we saved at least probably over $40 a night from, well, actually more than that, but from what we were initially going to have to pay anyway. So we had pretty much fun. Jamie Allen says, my family is nothing but FBI peeps. So I'm sorry to hear that, Jamie. I apologize. You have a lot of alphabet group folks in your FBI, CIA, USDA, IRS. You have all that. You have the alphabet group working in your family. Mom, your mom and mother-in-law retired after 38 years. Wow, how about that, Jamie? So yeah, that's also something in here from somebody else too. My publicist is actually sitting over here, standing over here, talking with some folks, and they were wondering, when are we going to Maine?
Well,
she says, send you the address if you want the Chicken Whisperer tour to stop in your neighborhood. Let me go ahead and give you her personal cell phone over the air. It is 314. Just kidding. But no, what you can do is you can go to chickenwhisperer.net, and there's a form there where you can fill out if you want us to stop in your area. Or if when you're in your area, you want to event, or you want us to broadcast live from your business, or whatever the case may be, just there it is, chickenwhisperer.net. Click on events, and then I believe you can send us a mailer about everything that you actually want to request. So we're gonna do chicken trivia right here. We've got some folks out here that knew the answer to the other chicken trivia, so we're actually gonna. Oh, they want to see Diana. Come on, there we go. Okay, there's the webcam. Okay, you gotta be here. She comes. Okay. There's my wonderful, wonderful publicist that can probably, this is a fact, folks. She can tell you exactly where I'm going to be, what exactly I'm going to be doing on June 4th, 2018, and right now, and I can't tell you where I'm going to be probably tomorrow. I mean, you know, it's like she's got everything scheduled out. She says, okay, you're going to get off the airplane at 7:05 a.m., 7:07, you're going to go to the restroom. 7:10, you're going to be out to the limo, and the limo's going to take you all the way to the hotel. At 7:15, you're going to have a 15-minute siesta. Then I'm going to pick you up, and we're heading out to the dealer. Once we get to the dealer, we have a radio interview with Fox. Once Fox is done, then we have a TV interview. We have to get over to NBC. Once we're done at NBC, then we have to go over to – I mean, it is absolutely almost like that. She does such a crazy amount of scheduling, and she claims that she has a huge dry erase marker calendar in her office that's nothing but Chicken Whisperer with all of our schedules. So definitely, especially if you want something next year and you're a dealer, then contact her, and you can do that through chickenwhisperer.net. All right. Wait, now they said they didn't see her. You missed it. She missed it. Okay, one more time. Here comes my wonderful publicist. There she is. We can go, yay, hello. And she actually drove down from St. Louis just to make sure I stay out of trouble. I'm sure that's why, and make sure everything runs smoothly, because we don't want any kind of headline.
Hi.
Chicken Whisperer parties a little too much on Broadway in Nashville, ends up in the pokey.
Oh,
mate. She's so pretty. Perfect. Tonight, I had to tell you, is that we've got, ready for this, I'm so excited, Jen's very excited, we've got front row seats to see Vince Gill tonight at the Grand Ole Opry, the Opera House there. So we're going to be, after the show today, heading back to the hotel, maybe honestly taking a little siesta, and then we're going to be heading up to the Opry and being able to see front row seats. My publicist works wonders. Front row seats at the Grand Ole Opry to see Vince Gill, so I'm definitely looking forward to that. In fact, this morning we were getting ready, and I said, you know, the best part about the Opry is I love when the whole audience sings the Martha White theme song, because I know Martha White and the Cracker Barrel are big sponsors of the Grand Ole Opry and the radio show when it's broadcast live. And then the whole group singing Hot Rise. What is it? Hot Rise Plus? Anyway, it's the Martha White theme song, and of course the theme song for Cracker Barrel, which we absolutely love. So we may try to do one more phone call in trick and trivia, but we're going to do one right here. Let me hide the question here and let's see if this young lady here knows the answer. And we'll give her a free coupon for a free bag of Purina Mills Sunfresh recipe, a coupon. So the question is, I'm not going to make it hard. Most people that have chickens should know this. They should know this. I say that, but you know, I don't know if most people would know this who have chickens because you probably don't see it very often. But which end of the egg comes out first when laid? The big end or the small end? And she's got a blank look on her face, folks, so she may not actually, but it's 50-50. And so she's going to take a guess. Uh-oh, do we have no sound? What? No, I think so. What do you got, Jen? Doing a sound check. She's looking at the... Hang on 1 second, folks. Do what? Okay. It says she's asking it. Okay. New chick says I have no sound. Anybody else having a problem with sound? Because we'll, I may have to reboot. Oh, we're back. Okay, maybe we just lost it for a couple of seconds. But that's, the chat room's great because, again, broadcasting live, I can get into the chat room and ask folks based on what we sound like. And so, okay, new chick, okay. Chicks, ducks, et cetera, has sound, which is good. Are we still coming through? Because Jen listens to what y'all are listening to, and I'm listening live. So there's about a 30-second delay, you know, to try to weed out all the cuss words that may happen. No, new chick says no sound, but...
I have which end of the egg comes out first. Keep talking, Andy.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Live radio broadcast, Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the chat room, just let us know if you can hear this sound, because I, yep, got sound. East Dallas has got sound. Let's see anything else. A couple more folks, let us know we have sound. If you don't or not, that's okay. So just let us know if you have sound. We're still doing chicken trivia here outside Columbia Farm Supply. Do you have an answer, ma'am? The big end, yes. The big end actually comes out first when laid.
Yay,
you're very welcome. Perfect. She's so excited. She won a free 50-pound bag of Sun Fresh recipe from Purina Mills. You got Start and Grow, Flock Raiser, Layina, and Scratch Grains. And so absolutely, she won a great prize. So super. She knew what end of the egg comes out first when laid. The big end or the small end, of course, it is the big end because as the egg is moved and pushed through the chicken, when it comes out as it's pushed, it creates kind of the shape of the egg. Perfect, perfect, perfect. Yes, they were so excited. So awesome, awesome, awesome. We're gonna try. Let's see. We got 10 minutes. You know, I feel crazy today. I'm gonna try and do another phone, even though we're having a little bit of a delay. You know, the on-site broadcast. We're gonna have another chicken trivia question. So let me go ahead and hand out the number, folks. Let me get back over here. It's gonna be. Let me update this. 347-637-3237 will be the number to call. It's delayed a whole lot. Okay, really, really slow. Okay, no problem since we're delayed. I'm going to try to go to a quick commercial break, and then when we come back, we may have chicken trivia. So 347-637-3237 is the number to call. Now I'm going to go ahead and give you the trivia question now, so you can call during the break, so we'll have some time to get, you know, since we're running on such a delay with the switchboard. Okay, let's see. Let's see what we got here. I want a good one. And many of you have probably heard some of these before. Okay, here's a good one. What is the only breed of chicken that was developed by a woman? The only breed of chicken developed by a woman. If you know the answer to that, 347-637-3237. Give us a call right now. What is the only breed of chicken that was developed by a woman? We're going to see if our commercials will work here again. Go to break. We come back, we'll take a caller for that chicken trivia question. Let's see what happens here. Bear with us as we try to get these commercials queued and up and running.
All right. How are you? Anyway.
y'all can probably still hear me. I'm completely rebooting the switchboard. Completely going to reboot it. That may be a mistake, but as long as y'all can continue to hear me live. Hey, how you doing? Yep, it's Chicken Whisper broadcasting live here in Columbia, Tennessee, at Columbia Farm Supply. So you may hear a little bit of background noise, so we're still coming in clear. I'm trying to completely reboot our system so we can do one more chicken trivia contest with our listeners before we have to break away and go provide the two-hour Getting Started with Backyard Poultry class here for the group here in Columbia, Tennessee, just outside of Nashville. Having a great time here in Nashville on the 2010 Chicken Whisperer Tour. Again, if you're a first-time listener, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we broadcast right here. And then sometimes on Saturday, live broadcast on location, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. But because today we're on the time delay, time's got a little bit messed up, so we're broadcasting 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, yes, if you're in Canada, absolutely. In fact, I get so many emails and so many comments, and I see from following us on Facebook, absolutely. I have no problems mailing these your winnings up to Canada. So, yes, even if you're in Canada, we will, for prizes like the hats and the shirts and the feed coupons and things like that, you are eligible to call in that number if you know the answer and participate with all of our kind of things. The only thing that may not work, and I'll have to check, and that is the when we have chicken coop contests, the big chicken coops that we have and we ship from Horizon Structures and Creative Coops and My Pet Chicken, and so that actually may not be feasible to ship to Canada. I will check with My Pet Chicken. Oh, Costa Rica. Oh, man, I don't know about that one. Probably not the coops. I may be able to get a hat down to you or a T-shirt if you call in, but it's just that might be a little bit tricky. So give me a second here. I'm trying to reboot the system, so keep calling in. There we go. Yeah, it's working a little bit better now. I'm going to try to go maybe to a commercial break, see what we got here.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at EggCartons.com. Or call toll-free, 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at gqfradio.com. That's gqfradio.com.
Okay, folks, we're still trying to reboot the system. I know we had a couple of commercials run through there, so I'm going to try to reboot one more time and then go to our caller and try to get this information down. Give me one second. Caller calling in from area code 214. Hang on one second for me. There we go.
Hello.
Caller from 214. For the question, first tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Hey, this is East Dallas Dave calling from Dallas.
All right, perfect.
Yeehaw.
Yeah, from now East Dallas meaning the big D out in Texas, correct?
Correct mundo.
Perfect, because we got a listener that listens from Dallas, Georgia, and he's won actually a couple of prizes last week. He was feeling lucky, So we appreciate you. I'm going to be out there. I'll be flying into Dallas on Monday. Events on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So maybe you can come out to one of the many events that we're going to have. Now, if you're in East Dallas, then you've got the Chicken Coop Tour coming up in East Dallas, correct?
Right. It's coming up in a couple of weeks. I'm not volunteering for that yet for my coops.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to be out of town that day, but we're going to try to make it back in time to catch a couple of them.
Perfect. Awesome. Yeah, in fact, we're going to be interviewing one of the coordinators of the Coop Tour, I believe on, I think maybe on Tuesday.
Will that be Misty or Cher?
Probably, I think Cher is the one we're going to be, I think, interviewing about the Coop. And we're going to be interviewing the owner of the Biopod.
Yeah, I think you're going to have fun with that. That's some interesting stuff he's got.
It's amazing. So he actually sent us a unit, and right before we left, so we're anxious. In fact, I think my wife's going to install it just outside her classroom, and so the kids can learn all about that. She already does the worms. We'll probably bring the worm bin home and then replace it with the Biopod. So all right, about 3 minutes left. If you can tell us the only breed chicken developed by a woman.
I think that would be the Buckeye in 1896 by Nettie Metcalf.
Listen, you were on the ball. That is exactly right. And the young lady here knew well it was the Buckeye. So that is perfect. So it was. And so you have your choice. You've got the Chicken Whisperer tote bags, really nice, or a free bag, 50-pound bag of the Purina Meal Sunfresh recipe. You've got your choice of Start and Grow, Flock Razor, Layena, or Scratch Grains. Your choice.
Okay. I think I'll take a coupon for the...
The feed.
For the layer feed.
Feed. All righty. Perfect. All righty. Well, thank you very much for calling us, East Dallas Dave. We appreciate that. And thank you so much for listening on a regular basis. And maybe we'll catch you at one of our events when we come out to Dallas next week.
Yeah, I hope to see you at one of them at least.
Perfect. All righty. Congratulations. You got a lot of clapping in the background. Congratulations. Perfect. And we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All righty, folks. Well, that's about to wrap it up. Looks like we got about 1-2 minutes remaining in the show. I want to thank you very much for listening live today to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. Pat was in the pharmacy. My wonderful co-host, Pat, author of City Chicks, Day Range Poultry, Backyard Market Gardening, Chicken Tractor, great books. You can buy all her signed books at our website, chickenwhisperer.net, by the way. But she was in the pharmacy today, so she joins us Monday through Friday all the time. And the wonderful, wonderful co-host. We love Pat. Pat, we missed you today. Hope you have a wonderful Easter weekend. And with that, we're going to say thank you to all our sponsors. Thank you for Purina, Tractor Supply, the whole nine yards. Thank you for Columbia Farm Supply for hosting our event today. Thank you for listening. Thank you, McMurray Hatchery, for sending out the email blast yesterday, getting all the people excited and riled up about backyard poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. We give prizes away all the time, including chicken coops. In fact, MyPetChicken.com has donated 3. So we're going to start having a monthly chicken coop contest here over the next few months, which is going to be awesome. So, again, thank you very much for listening today on Backyard Poultry Chicken Whisper. Tune in live. We'll be back Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. And I do hope you all have a wonderful Easter weekend with family and friends. And we'll see you Monday. Thank you very much for listening today.